This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military conducted a missile strike that targeted a humanitarian area in the Gaza Strip. And authorities say dozens of Palestinians were killed and wounded. Details about the strike early Tuesday in the Mawasi coastal community that the Israel military has designated as a humanitarian zone were unclear. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the AP in an interview Monday that the UN is willing to monitor any ceasefire in Gaza. AP's Ed Donahue.
Guterres is demanding an end to the fighting.
I've never seen such a level of death and destruction as we are seeing in Gaza in the last few months.
But Guterres says it's unrealistic to think the UN could play a role in Gaza's future.
Of course, we would be ready to do whatever the international community asks for us. The question is whether the parties would accept it, and in particular, whether Israel would accept it.
Guterres says Israel is unlikely to accept a UN role. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government have accused the UN of being anti-Israel. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, commenting on world conflict control and repression Monday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said attention to human rights is the world's mainstay against unbridled power and towards greater justice and stability.
Speaking in Geneva at a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council Monday, Turk said it is common knowledge wars spill over and into future generations, fostering repeated cycles of hatred if their causes remain unaddressed. He said the world is currently at a fork in the road.
We can either continue on our current path, a treacherous new normal, and sleepwalk into a dystopian future, or we can wake up and turn things around for the better, for humanity and the planet.
Turk said